support NPR Music and the Tiny Desk Contest. Capital One, what's in your wallet? And the listeners who support this NPR station.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Clear skies for the rest of this afternoon. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight. Lows tonight, around 70 degrees. It's 88 in Lawrence, 89 in Topeka. This is KPR.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Scott Detrow.
As that prospect is sobering, but he also thinks federal scientists are more prepared to push back on political interference. He's noticed that many scientists are more vocal now about calling out misinformation.
Folks will be a little more ready, a lot more ready, frankly, for the scope of this assault on science, if, of course, Trump were to be elected.
And Clement has advice for scientists who might be considering getting into government work.
Go into this work. Go into it, be ready, have some energy, tap out when you need to. But this is incredibly important, and it's an all-hands-on-deck time.
Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Good afternoon. I'm Kay McIntyre sitting in for Laura Lorson. She's having a couple days off. We've got lots more All Things Considered ahead, including Congress has overwhelmingly passed a bill to bring new oversight to the federal prison system. We'll hear why from Carrie Johnson coming up on All Things Considered on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library Summer Reading Challenge in June and July, with challenges and prizes for kids, teens, and adults. Details at tscpl.org/summer.
It's been said that sound bites and political ads determine elections. Here on Kansas Public Radio, we reject that. You'll hear more than sound bites. You'll hear background, context, thoughtful reporting, analysis, and insightful commentary. KPR provides information you need to decide how to cast your ballot. Go to kansaspublicradio.org and pledge your support for news that you depend on. And thanks.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
We've got mostly sunny skies this afternoon, partly cloudy overnight tonight with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows tonight near 70 degrees, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow. Highs in the lower 90s in our forecast for tomorrow. It's 91 in Emporia, 89 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the nature.
Singer Remy Wolf's latest album contrasts upbeat melodies with lyrics that might break your heart.
I'm trying to be more vulnerable and direct within my lyrics and with my audience.
Listen to the songs that will make you want to dance and cry on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Jay Schaefer, your local host. Good afternoon. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on a Thursday afternoon for All Things Considered. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up next here on KPER, it's the latest news from NPR, followed by state and regional headlines and a remembrance of actress Shelley Duvall.
Thursday's vote in the House was spearheaded by Florida Republican Anna Paulina. Her resolution would have imposed a $10,000 fine per day on Garland until he complied with the House subpoena and handed over the requested audio tapes. But House lawmakers ultimately rejected the measure by a vote of 210 to 204, including four Republicans who voted against the resolution. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good afternoon. Kansas will receive about $45 million in federal grants to help build and repair roads, bridges, and sidewalks around the state. Daniel Cottle has this report.
It's part of a program that uses both federal and local dollars to fund infrastructure projects. More than half of the money will help the city of Topeka make about 50 miles of sidewalk more accessible. Another $16 million will help improve roads and sidewalks in the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation in northeast Kansas. The state will also use a small amount of funding to conduct a study on certain major bridges and interchanges. Officials say that will help determine where future improvements are needed. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Cottle at the State House.
The Kansas State Board of Education has removed a new requirement that high school students apply for college financial aid. Suzanne Perez has this report.
The board voted last month to require that Kansas high school students, starting with the class of 2028, complete the FAFSA in order to graduate. Now board members have walked back that mandate, saying completion of the form should not be tied to a student's high school diploma. Board member Jim Porter says many students miss out on college aid because they're confused by the application, and schools need to do more to help.
How in the world are we going to assure that they have all the information they need to be successful? I say I've struggled with this from the beginning, and quite frankly, I'm struggling with it today.
Some board members say helping students with the FAFSA could be part of a district's accreditation requirements. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Marshall County Sheriff's Office have located remains believed to be those of a missing Kansas man. The KBI says the body found in rural Marshall County yesterday evening is thought to be that of 36-year-old Cameron Shoptees of Blue Rapids. Shoptees went missing the night of July 4th. Agents found evidence that Shoptees was murdered. A person of interest connected to the homicide is in police custody on unrelated charges. Investigators do not believe that there's a threat to the community related to the case. Anyone with information about the case is asked to call the KBI at 1-800-KS-CRIME or submit tips at kbi.gov. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Be everywhere.
For NPR News, I'm Martha Biebinger in Springfield, Massachusetts.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyoncé is not only revealing Black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes, annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Morning Edition from 5 to 9 o'clock, Monday through Friday here on Kansas Public Radio. Tomorrow, your hosts, A. Martinez, Sasha Pfeiffer, and Jay Schaefer. Good afternoon. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you for All Things Considered on a Thursday afternoon. Coming up this week, U.S. officials say they disrupted a Russian plot using fake social media accounts posing as Americans. How AI is making the Kremlin's efforts a little easier. That's just ahead on All Things Considered here on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly sunny skies for the rest of this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. Lows tonight around 71 degrees. Light winds from the east.
For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Otherwise, it's going to be a hot one with highs in the lower 90s. It's 86 degrees in Atchison, 91 in Emporia, 90 degrees in Manhattan, 88 in Overland Park, 89 degrees in Topeka. You're listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Scott.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from BritBox, dedicated to helping people discover British crime series, including new seasons of Silent Witness, Blue Lights, and The Responder, starring Martin Freeman. Streaming at BritBox.com/NPR. From Fisher Investments, Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. And from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Singer Remy Wolf's newest album explores the feelings of depression and loneliness, but with melodies that make you feel like dancing. Hear how it all comes together on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your hosts tomorrow, Sasha Pfeiffer, A. Martinez, and Jay Schaefer. Good afternoon. I'm Kay McIntyre. We've got three more hours of All Things Considered coming up. The latest news from NPR just about a minute and a half away. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. The time is 4 o'clock.
We are in the process of the Second American.
And the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation at rwjf.org.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, 89 degrees in Topeka. You're listening to All Things Considered on KPR.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.
The Earth again. Rob Stein, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
Coming up on All Things Considered, the skincare trend among preteens that has dermatologists worried, and a planet that smells like stinky eggs. It's the Shortwave News Roundup with Emily Wong, coming up on All Things Considered here on KPR. Then join us later today on KPR One for Classics Live. Today, we'll hear from Vince Ganoyak, Professor Emeritus of Saxophone at KU. featured on this week's Classic Live. He'll be accompanied by Ellen Summer. It's mostly modern pieces for saxophone, plus a special medley of tunes by George and Ira Gershwin. That's on Classics Live tonight at 7 o'clock on KPER 1 stations. If you're joining us on KPER 2 this afternoon, we'll hear from another professor emeritus from KU at 7 o'clock on KPR2. It's Diana Carlin, who has not one but two new books about the office of First Lady, from Martha Washington to Dr. Jill Biden, the changing role and the influence of the women who serve at the side of the president. That's on KPR Presents, 7 o'clock this evening on KPR2. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the nature. Oh,
dancing and crying tomorrow morning with Jay Schaefer during Morning Edition. He'll be your host along with A. Martinez and Sasha Pfeiffer for Morning Edition from 5 to 9 o'clock tomorrow morning here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Tell your smart speaker to play KPR. Coming up, we've got the latest news from NPR, followed by Kansas and regional news in just about 2 minutes. This is Kansas Public Radio.
PR News, Lviv.
Well, stocks finished mixed on Wall Street today. The tech-heavy NASDAQ lost 364 points. This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good afternoon. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has released crime data for 2023. Violence seems to have dropped across the state, as state and local police recorded fewer murders, rapes, and robberies than in 2022. But agencies still report higher violent crime rates now compared to a decade ago. Travis Linneman, an associate professor of criminology at Kansas State University, says statistics aren't always reliable, and most incidents go unreported to police.
We don't really know exactly what's going on with crime in a given year, and we're only kind of given a small, imperfect window into understanding it.
Linneman says homicide tends to be the best track data point. Kansas had 157 murders last year, the fewest since the pandemic started. Meanwhile, the KBI reported 34 murders in Topeka. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that's more than double the 15 murders in Topeka the previous year. Emergency dispatchers in Kansas will soon get a tool to help them respond to non-English speaking callers. The Kansas 911 Coordinating Council has approved purchasing a transcription service that also translates languages like calls from Spanish speakers. Jeff Ridgway of the Coordinating Council says third-party translators, not dispatchers, will speak directly to the foreign language callers, but the new service will provide the dispatchers with a real-time translated transcription of the conversation between the caller and the translator. He says that will help dispatchers better understand what the caller needs.
Our goal being reduce the time that it takes to get resources to wherever they needed to go and make sure we're identifying the correct resources to send.
The Coordinating Council is paying more than $260,000 to implement the service for the state's dispatcher stations. Each station will then pay to license the program. A look at our forecast, mostly sunny skies for the rest of this afternoon. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight, lows in the lower 70s. A slight chance of showers tomorrow morning. Otherwise, sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the lower 90s. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the Nature Conservancy.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Any good news organization should bring you points of view that you agree with and points of view that you don't. Facts you approve. and facts that make you uncomfortable. Our job is to bring you the full picture in context so you can decide. This is NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered on your NPR station, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, installing solar since 1982 and now offering whole backup battery systems, such as Tesla Powerwalls for Kansas and Missouri. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Coming up on All Things Considered, First Lady Mary Todd Lincoln, as you've never seen her before. We'll hear from the creator and star of Oh Mary, a new musical comedy about the wife of Abraham Lincoln. That's just ahead on All Things Considered here on KPR. Speaking of First Ladies, hope you'll join me for KPR Presents tonight on KPR2. We're looking at the changing role of the First Lady. Professor Emeritus Diana Carlin is the author of not one but two new books about the office of First Lady. I'm Kay McIntyre. She'll be my guest on KPR Presents at 7 o'clock this evening on KPR2. And if you're joining us today on KPR1, at 7 o'clock this evening, it's Classics Live with KU Professor Emeritus of Saxophone, Vince Ginoyak. That's at 7 o'clock tonight on KPR1.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Juana Summers.
And I'm Scott Detrow. The play Oh Mary makes its Broadway debut tonight.
Or on the Angie app. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
Singer Remy Wolf's newest album explores the feelings of depression and loneliness, but with melodies that make you feel like dancing. Hear how it all comes together on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your hosts tomorrow, A. Martinez, Sasha Pfeiffer, and Jay Schaefer. Good afternoon. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you for All Things Considered on a Thursday afternoon. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Public Radio and the Arts and the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with lows in the lower 70s. For tomorrow, sunny and warm with highs in the lower 90s. It's 90 degrees in Emporia. This is KPR.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Scott Detrow. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere. Open to the public August 8th through 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com.
Coming up on All Things Considered, we are standing by. President Biden is expected to address the media in a news conference from the 75th anniversary NATO summit. Within just about 15 minutes or so, we're standing by for that special coverage. It may be pushed back a little bit, so we'll keep it flexible, keep it here on Kansas Public Radio. Hope you'll join us later tonight for Tango Thursday. It's evening classical with Destiny at 8 o'clock. This tango features a love affair between kitchen utensils, plus a simple symphony to help carry you into the weekend. Tango Thursday, tonight on Evening Classical with Destiny at 8 o'clock. And if you're listening to us on KPER2, of course, it's BBC World Service at 8 o'clock.
Support for KPER comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight. Lows in the lower 70s. It's 90 degrees in Emporia, 88 in Lawrence, 87 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the Nature Conservancy.
And Cry on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your hosts tomorrow, Sasha Pfeiffer, A. Martinez, Jay Schaefer. Good afternoon. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you for All Things Considered. Sitting in for Laura Lorson. She's taking a couple days off. We've got mostly sunny skies, becoming partly cloudy overnight tonight. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Hot temperatures tomorrow with highs in the lower 90s. It's 87 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Rare. Arizona reports hundreds of heat deaths each year, but the majority are among adults over 50. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Davis-Young in Phoenix.
This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good afternoon. Kansas will receive about $45 million in federal grants to help build and repair roads, bridges, and sidewalks across the state. Daniel Cottle has this report.
It's part of a program that uses both federal and local dollars to fund infrastructure projects. More than half of the money will help the city of Topeka make about 50 miles of sidewalk more accessible. Another $16 million will help improve roads and sidewalks in the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation in northeast Kansas. The state will also use a small amount of funding to conduct a study on certain major bridges and interchanges. Officials say that will help determine where future improvements are needed. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Cottle at the State House.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Marshall County Sheriff's Office have located remains believed to be those of a missing Kansas man. The KBI says the body found in rural Marshall County yesterday evening is thought to be that of 36-year-old Cameron Shoptees of Blue Rapids. Shoptees went missing the night of July 4th. Agents found evidence that Shoptees was murdered. A person of interest connected to the homicide is in police custody on unrelated charges. A Leavenworth cyclist is preparing for another run at a gold medal in the Paris Paralympic Games this summer, and a KU doctor is helping get her up to speed. Noah Taborda has this report.
Sean Morelli is a three-time Paralympic gold medalist, and she's done it with her fair share of injuries and chronic vertigo. She had a knee surgery after the 2020 Games. Since then, she's been working with KU Health System orthopedic surgeon Vincent Key on rehab and avoiding re-injury in training.
I have a hard time slowing down. You know, I like to go fast before I win races. And, you know, not being on my bike, not being able to train, it's mentally difficult for me.
Morelli's quest for another gold will begin August 30th with a qualifying round. I'm Noah Taborda.
The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office says they've arrested two Indiana men after finding 100 pounds of marijuana in their car. KSNT reports that a K-9 deputy pulled the vehicle over yesterday on Interstate 70. An investigation found the marijuana valued at more than $62,000. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from Raymond.
I'm Martha Biebinger in Springfield, Massachusetts.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Leading black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
and sometimes annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Join us tomorrow for Morning Edition. Your host tomorrow, A. Martinez, Sasha Pfeiffer, and Jay Schaefer. Good afternoon. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you for All Things Considered on a Thursday afternoon. Laura Lorson's taking a couple days off. She'll be back next week. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Tell your smart speaker to play KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Coming up on All Things Considered, we'll hear from Bob Mondello about the film National Anthem. A 21-year-old construction worker takes a job on a New Mexico ranch and finds community among the rodeo. That's just ahead on All Things Considered here on Kansas Public Radio. Meanwhile, we are still standing by for that expected press conference with President Biden from NATO. That's all coming up on All Things Considered on KPR. Mostly sunny skies right now. We will have partly cloudy skies overnight with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows tonight in the lower 70s. It's 89 in Emporia, 88 in Topeka.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Scott Detrow.
And I'm Juana Summers. This week, U.S. officials said they disrupted a
FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. And from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
How it all comes together on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your hosts tomorrow, A. Martinez, Sasha Pfeiffer, and Jay Schaefer. Good evening. I'm Kay McIntyre, standing by for President Biden's press conference coming up momentarily. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan 99.5.
This is live special coverage from NPR News. I'm Juana Summers.
And I'm